My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star and co-founder of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, or you can go online to capitalsteps.com, see their latest CD, and buy it there, by the way. It's called How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm not sure it's possible anymore to succeed in Congress without really lying. We've reevaluated in light of recent events.
yeah, there's a whole lot of other things, including this week another plagiarism accusation.
I saw that. You know, you'd think people would learn about that.
Exactly. It was Montana Senator John Wall. She's just been there a few months, and it was a master's thesis at the Army War College that he wrote, you know, way back when he was 46. It wasn't during college. It was just a few years ago. But you know who's the most famous American political figure to suffer because of plagiarism accusations?
Was that way back with Biden?
Joe Biden, 1988. It derailed his presidential bid, you know, 28 years ago by the time we get to the next presidential cycle.
Well, I pulled that out of the back of the brain. We had a song about that at the time. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a lecture and make sure it came from me. You know, it's been years. Wow, thank you for that memory.
Yeah, that's going to make it in the show this week, isn't it?
I don't know.
Or
we could rewrite it for Around the New Guy if that gets big enough.
Exactly.
Speaking What's of the guy's name?
John Walsh. Not the same guy from America's Most Wanted. But,
oh, now, yeah, that people would be really confused.
Exactly.
He even stole the name. Wait a minute.
Right.
He plagiarized the name.
Oh, but speaking of Joe Biden, you know, there's a lot of speculation that he is still kicking around the idea of challenging for the Democratic presidential nomination, which is not usually that uncommon from a vice president in a two-term presidency. But, you know, most people thought this was going to be the coronation of Hillary Clinton, but he got a nice write-up in The New Yorker, got the president to say some nice things about him in that same piece. So could be Joe challenging Hillary among some other folks for the nomination.
We should do a song about that.
If only you had. Oh, wait, you did. Amazing how that works.
We've taken the most annoyingly viral song in the current culture and put both Hillary and Joe Biden in it. So there you have it.
Here we go.
All in one package.
Here we go.
Hey, Hillary, you coming? The song's over. Well, you look like you're frozen.
The polls look great for 2016. Not a rival to be seen. I'm getting the nomination. I'll be president and queen. Oh God, here's Biden come to ruin all my fun. Can I keep him out? Is he going to run?
I'm getting in, you're gonna see. I have wowed the country as VP with real experience to show. And walking bold. Chances aren't great. The facts never bothered me anyway.
I will give you a good job if you just leave me alone. You could be a secretary
of state?
No, the kind that answers phones.
It's time to see what I can do to test my limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no bleeping me. I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I can beat the Republican.
Let it go, let it go. I am the better man. I'll run so hard your head will spin.
What's your secret plan?
Lady, I will win.
There
And if you come to the live show at the Reagan Building, you'll see Clinton in a dress at the end of that song.
I had a feeling that's where that was going. But yes, we were missing the visual. And I'll tell you what, not only is that a great bit of parody writing, the voices, both of them, just fantastic.
Don't they? Yeah, they do. That's not an easy song either.
It is not.
Really,
I remember.
Really high.
I remember Idina Menzel at the Oscars having issues with it. So
yeah,
of course,
yeah, and I didn't blame her. Live in front of a billion people. That's
well, yeah, and John Travolta just completely butchered her name too. So I'm sure
right,
that
Adele Dazeem or something. Right?
Yeah, exactly right. Speaking of Bill Clinton, did you see the story on him this week in this new book about the Secret Service? Turns out he may have a mistress who goes by the Secret Service codename Energizer.
Was she a bunny?
I don't know that much research has been done into it. But
wow. Well, you know, keep me posted on that because, you know, it sounds like there's a song in that somewhere.
There you go. If she runs, which most people expect her to, it won't be boring.
No. And if she and Biden both run from a comedy standpoint, we'll be in good business, right?
I think so.
And now it sounds like I'm betting Rick Perry's going to be back in this time, too.
You think so? You think the whole border crisis will get him back in there?
I think so. I think, you know, he sounds like a guy who might be running. He's trying to moderate his, or not moderate his stance, harden his stance.
Very interesting.
We'll see.
Well, there's just three things keeping him out of the race right now. You know, there's... oh, you beat me to it. There's the fact that he lost last time, the fact that he's been in elective office for 14 years, and I forgot the last one. Oops.
Hey, you're writing the stuff for us. That's great.
You can make the check out to Greg Corumbus at Radio America. I have a very reasonable rate.
All right.
Elena, have a great weekend. Good luck with the shows.
You too. Okay.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Look them up online, capitalsteps.com. Their brand new CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.